RevDim Podcast for Tuesday, March 29th, 2005.
Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Launch commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff. The tower is clear.
Mark, 1 minute.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev Tim Podcast.
Now give me that remote! What do I look like, a chair?
Rev Tim. She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Ah!
Yeah!
Podcast.
All right. Hey, everyone, how you doing? It's Rev Tim from the San Francisco Bay Area. Finally, we got through with the weekend. It was a great weekend because we celebrate Easter, and we had a really good time with that. But man, the weather was crazy. We had about 50-mile-an-hour winds blowing crazy rain down. And boy, the streets were flooded for a while. It just got really ridiculous. But finally this morning, late morning, it began to clear off. And now we're looking at perfectly blue skies, mild temperatures, and just beautiful weather. Sounds like it's going to be a great week here in the Bay Area. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. This podcast is all about bringing hope and inspiration to people just like you all around the world. I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I get to speak hope into your life. I have a lot of friends that I'm privileged to be able to do that every single week. You can always find show notes, and the show notes reference maybe scripture verses or songs or other references that are mentioned throughout the program that you can't remember or write down right away. But if you'll just remember to point your browser to revtim.com and click the link there, you'll go right to the show notes page. You can also leave me a comment by emailing me at feedback@revtim.com. And if you'd like to leave an audio comment, boy, it would be cool if you do that. Just pick up your phone, not toll-free, but your cell minutes might work, but dial us at the voicemail comment line, 815-301-8600. And that's the Godcast Network comment line. Today I want to talk to you about some basics of all of our lives. We all have boundaries or borders or things that we have placed in our life, in our value systems. But I want to talk to you about how you instill that into your children, how you instill that into people that you know. You know, maybe you're involved in raising kids right now, or maybe you have grandchildren that you're an influence on, or you have a niece or nephew, something like that, that you might kind of speak into their lives a lot. But there was a study several years ago about a group of kids that they placed in the middle of a playground, and they had removed all of the fences from the schoolyard. And they found out that the kids, when they began to play in their recess times for the week that the fences were removed, that they all began to cluster around the instructors and around each other, and they never got very far away from the center of the playground, even though the fences were gone. And yeah, you guessed it, when they put the fences back, they went all through the playground, they played all the way up to the edges of the fences, and they spread out and they felt very safe. And you know, really, that's the way it is, because when it comes to raising children, they must have boundaries placed into their life. You know, kids learn a lot more on what's caught than what's taught, and we can model and mentor behavior that shows them and models them that we have disciplines and boundaries in our life, and because of that, they kind of catch and learn that. But until that time that they actually instill what we have to place boundaries upon their life. I was at a youth camp once. I was a youth pastor for almost 20 years, and at this youth camp, at the end of our time together, I noticed that there was this teenage kid, probably 14 years old, that was just sitting to the side all by himself. And I could just tell he was really thinking about something very seriously, and he was caught up in some of his thoughts. And I went over there, and I could see that he was very reflective on something. And I said, "Hey, bud, what's going on?" And he said, I have a problem. My parents let me do anything and everything that I want to do. I can stay out as late as I want at night. I can do anything I want. I can go anywhere I want to go. Sometimes I don't even have to go home at night. They don't care who I hang around with. They really let me go and do the things that I want to do. And I'll tell you, because of that, he said, I do all kinds of things that get me in trouble. And then he looked at me, and his eyes welled up with tears. And he began to cry. And through the brokenness, he said, I just wish my parents would discipline me. I wish that they would tell me to come in at a certain time, or that they would give me a curfew, or that they would tell me, don't hang out with this friend or that friend. I just wish that they would talk to me and tell me that I had some boundaries in my life. I tell you, at 14 years of age, that teenager had a lot of wisdom, because he realized that just like you and I need boundaries, certainly our children need boundaries so that we can help them to grow and have responsibilities in their life.
You're listening to the Rev Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Here's the song of the day. Song of the day.
That's Floodgate. The song is called Shape Me, found at GarageBand.com. Well, I just want to kind of wrap it up as we continue here. And I want to just talk about the responsibilities that we have as parents. I have one son. I have an 18-year-old. But I've worked with teenagers a lot of my life, half my life. And parents, I've noticed, and I agree with this, they have a responsibility to their children, the responsibility of putting boundaries and discipline into their lives. Now, whatever our style is, we have to always, we know we have to teach right and wrong. And certainly from the time that our children are very young, we teach safety and danger. We'll tell them, no, don't touch that. That's hot. Or don't cross the street. Wait, look both ways. Wait, come back here. Stop that. We'll do all the safety stuff really well. But somehow when it comes to values, when they come into play, many times we just get tired of continuing to try because it becomes really hard. It's difficult to become consistent. Or we just want them to find out on their own. But I don't believe that God designed it that way. God placed children as a gift to us. And we can read all about those kinds of things in the Bible. But I believe that our children are a gift to us. They're not a curse at all. And if they're a gift to us, we should take care of our gift as much as we take care of our iPods or something. You know, we really make sure that all of our technology devices are safe, that they don't get water in them, that they are, you know, they're out of the sun, you know, that they don't have the wrong voltages, apply all this kind of stuff that goes on. But how much more precious and eternal are the lives of our children? And we ought to put disciplines into place to model that, to mentor that, and to really make a difference in that way in their lives. Well, remember the contact information. You can reach me by going to RevTim.com. That's the show notes page. Or send me a comment at feedback@RevTim.com. Thanks so much. Thank you for listening. And you have a great day.
If you have enjoyed today's show, visit PodcastAlley.com and vote for the Rev Tim Podcast. PodcastAlley.com. Make your vote count today.
Until next time, this is Rev Tim. So long for now. Have a great day. Remember, your service to the King begins now.